You are listening to the Expresso Business Update. Here are the top headlines of the week from the world of Indian and international business, brought to you by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Let's begin with some news on the IPOs. Plant-based specialty products company Sunstar Limited has filed its draft papers with capital markets regulator SEBI to raise Rs. 425 to 500 crore through an initial public offering. The total size of this initial public offering is up to Rs. 4.8 crores equity shares, comprising a fresh issue of up to 4 crore shares, and an offer for sale of up to Rs. 80 lakh shares by its promoters and promoter group selling shareholders. The company may be considered a pre-IPO placement of up to 40 lakh equity shares. If such placement is completed, the fresh issue will be reduced. According to market sources, the IPO size is expected to be Rs. 425 to 500 crore. In some more IPO-related news, solar EPC company Race Power Infra has filed preliminary papers with capital markets regulator SEBI to raise funds through an initial share sale. The IPO comprises a fresh issuance of equity shares worth up to Rs. 300 crore and an offering for sale component of up to 29.95 lakh shares by its promoters. Under the offer for sale, Ketan Mehta will sell up to 14.37 lakh equity shares, while Pawan Kumar Sharma and Sanjay Garudapalli will offload 7.78 lakh shares each through the public issue. The company may undertake a pre-IPO placement of its securities worth up to Rs. 45 crore or a secondary sale of up to 14.97 lakh shares by its promoters or a combination thereof. Over to industry. US-based asset management company Invesco has marked up Swiggy's fair value for the second time in a row, taking the latest valuation of the food tech aggregator to $8.3 billion, according to the regulatory filing as of October 31, 2023. According to Traxen data, Invesco holds a 2% share in Swiggy, which was acquired at a cost of approximately $190.5 million. The total value of Invesco's 28,844 shares in Swiggy stood at $147.6 million at the end of October 2023, reflecting a fair value of $8.3 billion. Invesco has marked up the valuation of Swiggy by around 42% to $7.85 billion at the end of July 2023. Meanwhile, government's total expenditure on explicit subsidies, food, fertilizer and LPG is likely to drop 28% to Rs. 3.98 trillion in the current fiscal year from Rs. 5.49 trillion in financial year 23. This is due to the softening of global prices of soil nutrients and the termination of extra grain supplies under the National Food Securities Act effective December 2022, according to information gathered from various sources. This means subsidy expenditure this year will be the lowest since financial year 19. In FY21, the government incurred an all-time high subsidy spend of Rs. 7.14 trillion, partly because of provisioning of Rs. 3.8 trillion towards repayment of loans taken from the National Small Savings Fund to finance food subsidies. Moving on. India's petroleum sector contributed Rs. 3.41 trillion to the exchequer in the first half of the current financial year, down 4.6% on year, according to the Petroleum Planning and Analysis Cell data. Of this, the sector contributed Rs. 1.85 trillion to the centre and Rs. 1.56 lakh crore to states. The amounts paid include excise duty, customs duty, royalty rates on crude oil, corporate, income tax, service tax, cess on crude oil, and such other cess and surcharges on petroleum products. In the first half of previous financial year, 2022-23, India's oil and gas sector contributed Rs. 3.57 trillion to the exchequer, which included Rs. 1.97 lakh crore and Rs. 1.60 trillion to the central and state exchequer, respectively. In another development, India's manufacturing PMI, maintained by S&P Global, fell to an 18-month low of 54.9 in December from 56.0 the previous month, primarily due to fading demand for certain types of products. With the latest reading, manufacturing PMI averaged 55.5 in October-December quarter of FY24. The lowest in six quarters. Latest data showed that the year-on-year growth in production of core industries fell to a six-month low of 7.8% in November. Sequentially too, the core industry's output declined by 3.4% during the month. The GST collections grew at three-month low at 10.3% in December. Italian motorcycle maker Ducati has announced that it will launch 8 motorcycles in India in 2024. Alongside the 8 launches, Ducati has announced 2 new showrooms in India in 2024. The new models unveiled at the Ducati World Premiere 2024 are the Multistrada V4 RS, Desert X Rally, Panigale V4 Racing Replica 2023, Diavel for Bentley, Monster 30-degree Anniversario, Panigale V4 SP2 30-degree Anniversario 916, along with new Street Fighter V4S 2023, which was unveiled globally last year. Ducati is also actively assessing opportunities for network expansion and is considering the possibility of inaugurating a minimum of 2 additional state-of-the-art dealerships in India in 2024. You are listening to the Expresso Business Update by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Ask your digital assistant device to play the latest business news from the Indian Express and stay up to date with the happenings of the finance and business stories.